Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, they brought it upon themselves. It's not lit.
No, the parade is still weak. Like, that's fine. Lit. The video's fine.
Well,
the parade
what do you
is
mean
still
they
weak.
Brought it on themselves? OKC didn't do anything.
It's not lit.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be honest. Like, they tried to fight back.
Are we talking
about
the Thunder or the people?
Just their whole aura at those games. It's just not popping.
Yeah, they tried to fight back against that, I feel. And it's like, nah, we learned what it was.
Yeah, man. Now, once again, I said no fault of their own. They just rooting for their team, and they're just being an organization. No fault of their own. But to me, this also speaks to lineage. This speaks to history. This speaks to generations, right? One of the reasons why Cleveland was, and I looked this up again, this can't be right, but like you said, maybe it's like Cleveland County or whatever it is. It's like 500,000 people. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think they said 300,000.
What did Sacramento did say 500.
Yeah, like.
But again, I'm assuming that Sacramento County.
It's got to be right. But even then.
I don't think they count me.
Even then, there's a lot of history, painful history, behind a Cleveland sports fan.
It's definitely Sacramento County, by the way. It's okay. Absolutely Sacramento okay. County, which means
Cleveland.
But
in and around Cleveland, Ohio, there's generations of heartbreak. So people in Columbus are going to be like, we there. We at the parade.
Sure.
We going. I don't know if.
Well, they're familiar with parades in Columbus.
They're familiar with tattoo parlors, too.
Oh, I know you. I know you ain't talking. I know you ain't talking. You guys got caught when it was legal.
Terrell Pryor and Jim Trust were really the biggest villains in the world just because they got some tattoos.
Bruh. SI did this whole cover piece about Jim Trestle.
I remember I was a kid. I was like, oh, my God.
That's crazy he got fired because of that. And then wasn't the other thing they were selling their, like, Big Ten ring?
Yeah. I don't remember if it was a ring. They sold something. Yeah.
That's hella stupid, too. Like, that's my ring. If I want to sell it, that's not an NCAA infraction.
And I think he got the tattoo for an autograph, if I remember correctly. Or maybe it was an 8 autograph. It was autographs.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
How many tattoos did he have to get to? How many? I need 10 tattoos. Let me sign 10 autographs. How that went. But as somebody once famously said, it's my ring. It's my Twitter. How are you going to tell me to do with my Twitter?
Facts.
That's a good Marvin Bagley and his little buddy callback.
But, I mean, there's just not, I don't feel like there's history in. I mean, they've lost in the NBA Finals. They lost, some tough game. Game 7, blew a 3-1 lead. I don't feel like there's enough lineage.
By the way, that's Jim Tressel, the lieutenant governor of Ohio.
What? Oh.
That's a shoot.
That reminds me. Hey, should I say this?
Before you do, I wanted to look at this real quick because I'm pretty sure I have this right. I believe Jim Tressel is the only college coach to ever be suspended by the NFL for what he did in college.
Wait, what?
Here it is. On September 2nd, 2011, Tressel was hired by the Indianapolis Colts as a game day replay consultant. Tressel was suspended by the Colts until the seventh game of the season due to his involvement in the NCAA violations during his tenure as head coach at Ohio State. How is that possible?
Come on.
How? That man served an NFL suspension for what happened at Ohio State.
So that means he had a job lined up then? What is the NFL suspending him for?
I have no idea.
I wonder.
I have no idea.
That makes no damn sense.
What were you getting ready to?
I was going to – man, see it gets to the point now. See, this is why this show be so crazy. I can't even report on the news, bro. I can't even report on the news
because
I'm going to get heckled.
Be a journalist for once. What's the news?
That wasn't the thing I was going to tell you. Remind me, I got to tell you that. Okay. But we were talking about parades and stuff and everything, right? I saw a video the other day. Hey, man, just y'all, everybody chill when I say this. But we talk about, like, the OKC parade and we talk about the Cleveland parade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I saw the other day?
Mm.
2009 Lakers parade. Hey, I said chill. I said chill. I said chill.
No, I'm going to walk out.
I said chill.
Lake Show.
No. Hey, no. I'm trying to just be a broadcast journalist. Talk about history. I was a history major for a semester and a half.
Why don't you just keep that stuff to yourself?
Yeah, like, did you think that this show content was valuable enough for you to remind everybody that you was watching the Lakers parade?
I wasn't there. No. I didn't even watch it. It came across on like YouTube or something like that.
And you watched it?
No, I just saw the clip. It was a YouTube short.
How much of it did you watch?
I don't remember.
Of course. Wow. Wow. What? Wow. How convenient is that?
Hey, I love history.
All right, hold on. We'll go around the room. Dame, how many parades have you watched that weren't of your own team?
I didn't watch the parade.
The answer is none.
What are you talking about, none? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm looking at Cleveland on Twitter right now.
That's the same thing it wasn't Twitter, but that's the same thing that happened to me.
I got a question. How did the Laker parade get in your algorithm?
I don't know.
Wow. Jason Whitlock this joint and what he searches.
We didn't forget Jason, by the way.
No, we'll never forget.
And
don't forget.
But hey, I love history. I do love history. So I'm a grown ass man.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't worried about this. It's Kings all day. Mm-hmm. All right, it's Kings all day.
Yep.
Don't trip.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm talking about Sacramento Kings. It's anybody else, I support the Knicks. Everybody know I don't rock with the Lakers. Mm. Everybody know that. So I'm a grown ass man. I can say this.
That's fine. Just explain why I was in your algorithm.
Literally, no one knows something.
I was listening to
Bill Simmons.
It might have been Bill Simmons, and he was talking about. I can't remember what game they were talking about. That was present. But they were like, yeah, it kind of reminded me of that Indiana Lakers game 4 when Shaq went crazy, Kobe fouled out. And I was like, yeah, that was a classic game. Let me see the fourth quarter and overtime of that game. And I watched it.
Oh.
I watched it.
Well.
Yeah. You got the babies doing this. Now you got the babies doing this.
That might be the greatest drop in the history of drops.
They all know.
No, it's not. But I said it. No, all right, Jesse, somebody. Hey, we talk about OKC, bro.
Yeah.
I think Sacramento could match this for sure. They would surpass OKC. I'm talking about what I'm showing. Hey, Google some pictures from that 2009 parade.
Why?
That's crazy. Because there's so many people. That's crazy. Oh, it makes OKC. Somebody got to take these guys out. Can you imagine what it would look like in
New York?
All
because of the parade.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you, David.
Actually can't. What would a parade in New York even look like?
Bro, it'd be ridiculous.
They'd be going down Jalen Brunson Avenue.
They go to the
canyon.
They go to the Canyon of Champions.
Okay.
And I don't know
where's
what street that is. It's in Manhattan, but I don't know what street. But that's what they did, like, for the Yankees and stuff. It's the Canyon of Champions.
Because you'd have to shut it down like you do New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll find out where the Canyon of Champions is.
We need them to air that OJ, that June 7th. So we could, what was that, the Rangers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we could see that again.
But that was it.
The Rangers. Where do the Rangers play? Long Island? Where do they play?
They play at the Garden.
They play at the Garden. Okay.
Islanders playing Long
Island. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. That's right.
What does this say? So the Canyon of Champions. Well, okay. I apologize. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm talking about the Yankees. They just did this a couple months ago for the Liberty. I apologize. But they go, Canyon of Heroes is what it is. They go from Battery Place and it goes straight to City Hall. This looks like it's in Manhattan.
Battery is a...
I don't think this is in Brooklyn. It should, I think
Battery's like Dumbo, right? Like it's a... Air, like it, like the, is it Battery Park? You say
yes.
Battery Play?
Yes.
Okay.
It might be Battery Park. Let me see. Let me pull it up here.
Shout out to the Liberty, because I know that route was not getting any use lately.
Mm. Yo, chill, bro.
Chill. Hey, did Aaron Judge just drop that fly ball in center field?
Yo, well, what is this? What does Aaron Judge have to do with any of this? It's disrespectful.
I'm not saying this screen name on the air, but my man says don't feel bad. I'm a team hoe too, Kenny. Live your truth. And he donated $4.99.
What's wrong with the screen name?
I don't know.
This is gonna bother me that I can't find this. And I think this guy got time and money to create new accounts is crazy.
Who?
That isn't actually him. You see who's on the picture?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Dome, by the way. The Super Chats help us.
Yeah, big ups.
Yeah, I guess they do.
So, yeah, they go from...
And after that conversation we just had during the commercial break, apparently we need every dollar we can get.
Yeah, we about to call Philadelphia.
Yeah.
No, we need all that back.
Yeah, please, please, yes, please donate as much money as you can to ESPN 1320. I had no idea we were in poverty. Just hit the thumbs up, hit the like, and just donate, donate, donate. Kenny will come to your house. I'll wash your car. Just donate to the Super Chats.
So, yeah, from Battery Place to Chamber Street. That's the Canyon of Champions.
And that would be wild. The Knicks would be the craziest in professional sports in America.
I think so, too.
Because the Yankees have done it. We know what that looks like. The Lakers have done it. The Dodgers did it last year.
Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, the Cowboys would be one. Yeah, I feel like it would be New York, but the Cowboys would be.
I actually think the Niners would be crazy. The Niners would have, and not that this isn't true for like Texas, but the Niners would have people coming to San Francisco from Washington to Arizona and as far east as, let's just say, I'll say Nevada to be safe, but they might have people. They might have a bunch of Coes that come from the East Coast over. The Niners parade will be crazy. That also goes back to what I was saying, too, though. There's a lot of history and heartbreak in a Niners Super Bowl win. There's people at this point who are like, I've been, you know, my heart's been broken for 15 years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Years, at least. I'm going to this parade. I've been waiting 15 years for this. Once again, do a co. I'm flying out. It's my daughter's birthday, but I'm flying out for this parade. I think that would be crazy. The Cowboys won't be crazy too, though. It'd be insane. Raiders won? Not in Vegas.
Well, I think people would fly out. I think Raider fans would fly all over the country for that.
I think they would.
But I don't think it would be anywhere near any team we just mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steelers haven't won one in a while, right? I mean, 20 years? No, I guess not 20.
Tomlin, that's the one time.
Well,
Tomlin.
They got Aaron Rodgers now, so maybe they can do it.
Oh, jeez.
We'll come back. Evan, what's his name? Evan Sittery? He got Jason Anderson. Just want to make one thing clear. That's how Jason Anderson's tweet started. We'll explain what we're talking about. And D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Let's get CC in here. He got a trade proposal. Of course he does. Why not? 916-909-1320. That's the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. TC, what you got for us, man?
Hey, man, what's up with my two brothers?
What's good, big dog? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Just tapping in with the homies. Hey, so look, hey, I got a juicy one for us today, bro. I'm going
well,
right back
nah,
to
nah, you. Nah, nah, man, no. Just no. TC, we let you get away. TC.
Oh, snap.
TC, come on, man.
Hey, y'all got me. I take the flag. I'm going to take that on the chin.
TC, you're not helping your cause, dog. You have got to stop. Hey, come on, man. Go.
Hey, I got you. Hey, D-Lo, you're going to like this one, though. Hey, it goes back, Kenny, right? Jesse, you too. It goes back to not want to trade my dog, right? Monk. Uh-huh. But it seemed like if they want him, if that's going to be a deal breaker, then he might have to go, bro. But I'm sending Monk, Valanciunas, Devin Carter, Isaac Jones, and a 2027 first to Toronto for RJ Barrett, Abaji, that boy Mongo, or what they say, the center, Mambo, and their number 9 pick. So it's really about R.J. Barrett and the number 9. And I'm thinking at that point, because everybody keeps talking about guard, well, at that point I'm taking the best guard with number 9, the best real point guard, not a 2-guard, the actual point guard at number 9. And I'm maybe bringing in somebody like a CP3, bro. And then I'm ready to run it.
Can I ask you something, TC, before you go? Why?
Yes,
why?
What do you mean why?
Why? What's that do for your Kings?
Because R.J. Barrett fits in, you can either play him at the 3 or the 4, or with Keegan, you got interchangeable, so that's defense. Then you got Keon starting at the 2, you got Keon starting at the 2. The 1, like I said, you can either go draft the guy at 9 and bring in CP3. But also, you got another wing help with Abaji on defense, bro. And you just, and then at that point, you didn't trade Domas, right? And then you still finding a trade package for Zach LaVine or DeRozan, what you want to do. That's a cool trade right there. I'm thinking about number 9 and R.J. Barrett. I get what you're saying, D-Lo, but you can't overlook number 9 and R.J. Barrett, bro.
No, I'm not trying. I got you, TC, and I appreciate you. I'm not trying to look over RJ Barrett or the number 9. I just felt like you listed half the roster.
Yeah.
I also recognize that you named 3 or 4 guys to go along with that 9th pick. I don't think either team is really interested in doing a roster swap. I could be wrong. I think Toronto actually really likes what they have, and I'm also of the belief, I don't think they're going to trade RJ Barrett.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he can be had, but I don't know if it can be had for that trade package. Now, the one thing they might be trying to do, and he mentioned R.J. Barrett, but we've also talked at times about Emmanuel Quickley, is they may be trying to get off Emmanuel Quickley's money. Not that he's not good, not that they don't want him, but they might not want to spend that type of money on a guy that they look at as a 6-man or a backup point guard, a situational guy or something like that. I like Emmanuel Quickley, though, but maybe that's more of a trade. And to give all that up in the number 9 for – I don't think he – TC didn't mention – did he mention Sabonis in the deal?
I don't think so.
He didn't mention LaVine.
No Keegan. Yeah, he had Keon. I think maybe he misspoke. He had Keon starting at 2. He must have meant Keon starting at 1.
Yeah, I don't know why Toronto would do that. I like him trying. I like CJ. I like TC trying, but I don't know why they would give up all that.
Well, CJ is a wizard, as we have learned here today.
And as people have pointed out, we only get slapped around 2 times a year by CJ now, not 4 or 5.
CJ is just relentless against Sacramento. Absolutely infuriating.
Do you think
I have the stupidest? I have a Jim Tressel tab open. I have a how many people were at the Cleveland parade tab open?
Yeah, Cleveland day today.
God,
and shout out to WCW because he pointed us in the right direction as far as how to find populations.
No, he didn't point us in the right direction. He made fun of us through text.
Well, he pointed us in the right direction. Sacramento County. That's like 1.5 million people. I don't know what the county is.
So what's the 500 number?
Or excuse me, Sacramento. No, I think the 500 is Sacramento City. Because isn't the county bigger than the city?
Yeah, the city is 500 or whatever, and then the county is 1 million. And that was hilarious.
You know what? I don't care anymore.
That was hilarious, by the
way.
I'm
so sick of trying to figure this out. I don't care. Casey was like, Why don't we talk about boroughs some more?
Casey was like, yeah, he pointed us in the right direction. No, he was trying to make fun of us. This was a classic Michael Scott and Ryan situation right there.
Oh, I saw something. Oh, I wish
Chris
I would've
remembered. Never doing anything with good intentions.
Yeah.
Please understand that. WCW was never doing anything with good intentions.
Oh, I saw something with...
The Office?
The Office.
What was it?
No, you didn't.
Come on, Kenny.
No,
what was it?
You didn't.
We need this.
Who was I talking to? Because it might have been... Oh, man, I can't remember.
Oh, imagine that.
Damn.
Something about the... He can't remember. He remembered seeing that
Who
championship parade pop on his
to?
Phone.
How recent was this?
This man...
This was like over the weekend.
Bro remembers the box score from a game 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But can't remember a conversation he
over
had.
Over the weekend? Maybe it was at a tournament?
What were the... Maybe... What are the little things called that... they're not bobbleheads, but... you know, the
Funko?
Little, Funko.
Funko Pops. Funkos.
Is it talking to you?
Are you talking about when
Dave
bought
on the show?
Oh, my gosh.
When we were talking about having the Office Funko Pops?
Yeah, no, that's not it. It was something else because you guys weren't
that
around.
Was literally it.
No, because yeah,
we talked about that on Friday.
No, we talked about that on the show, but somebody mentioned something about the Office and you guys weren't around, and I was like, I gotta bring this up to the homies.
Because he's like, yeah, I was really talking Kings trades with someone. Who was it? Was it us, Kenny? No, it was someone else. It was 2 guys.
I was trying to think if it was the Funko, but it wasn't that. Because you guys,
I was in a conversation with someone, and he just stormed out of the room. I can't. Can't figure
who
out.
Was who was it? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Can't put my finger on it.
I don't know. And then some other guy brought in pizza and cookies. It was weird.
It's like a dream.
It's like Working in this goddamn building is a fever dream.
I'm going to be honest. Earlier, Kyle's like, yeah, probably not going to bring him pizza right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, I started this. As soon as I saw the discussion, you were out there, right? You were out there. As soon as I saw what was happening in front of us, I was losing it. Like, I was starting, and I looked over at you to see if you were picking up on this, and I'm not sure if you were, because you have a better poker face than I do. Uh-huh. But I'm sitting there like, all right, I see what's...
Oh, yeah, I knew what time it was.
I was like, come on, Complex. Like, bring this home for us.
Yeah.
And, like, now I'm, like, fidgeting, and I'm standing behind Katie, and Katie looks back, and she does the, good? I'm like, nope. Nope. And then he finished his thing. I checked the clock, and I'm like, hey, I got to go. Mm. And I walked into this room fuming. About
you could tell, Loki. I'm not. I don't know what I'm talking about. You could tell, Loki.
Yeah, I was fuming, and yeah, not a good start to the show.
Yeah, now we know. Hey,
and all I could think of was, I'm gonna get to this first commercial break. I'm gonna cut these mic off, and I'm gonna say everything I gotta say to Kenny about what just happened. And then Kenny pissed me off, which for really over nothing. Then I just got mad about everything. This is why you either go to therapy or you just say how you feel, because Complex has no idea what's going to happen at 4 o'clock. He has no clue. He's going to get like 6 months of frustration let out.
What?
Wait, what? And it's going to be one of those. And another thing.
I just wanted to show you our Instagram post, and this is
guys, we got a Ty Dolla $ign concert coming up. Like, Ty Dolla $ign's coming to the venue. We're hosting it. We got something going our way.
Yeah, man. But no, I compartmentalize it. I was like, I already know what time it is. I already know.
You do compartmentalize, because we had to talk about that before. Mm. That was the breaking point for me.
Yeah,
I already know. Yeah,
I already know what time, and like when we was in here with Compa, I already know why that's gonna be that case. Get in what you put out.
When I tell you, man,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you put nothing into it, then
when I tell y'all t-shirts have funded so much of D'Lo and Casey's existence, like the like with y'all showing up to these events with those hoodies and t-shirts and all that stuff on, we got. People ordering glasses. Abe's got a shirt. Oh, they ain't paid for none of it. We put together all of this stuff. Ain't nobody come to D'Lo and KC say, hey, you want to send us a design? We'll buy everybody shirts. No. Miller, Karoche, Vanessa, all of these people who have D'Lo and KC shirts have them because we used the money from the shirts that you purchased to buy for our... To buy for people who rep them.
And look, no shade to anybody else. That's not what this is. But, you know, we step out. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to the listeners and the people who support.
Mm-hmm.
We always pack out the joint. Always. Any time of day. It don't matter. Afternoon, evening, or night. It don't matter. But, you know, sometimes that don't matter. I don't get respected or recognized. It's good, though.
It's all good, man.
It's good.
You know, when I saw Mike Miller was on Doug Christie's staff, I absolutely thought it was Mike Miller, the shooter.
Brother, that was a wild hour for me as well.
Like, I was certain. that's a cool gift for Doug Christie. I don't know how that came about, but I say that because Sean Cunningham just tweeted out Doug's full staff. I am not naming all of these people. It's everyone.
How many people he got?
Mike, Bobby, the other Mike, Chris Darnell, Leandro is still here. Depeche, he's now an assistant coach in player development. Paul Jesperson, he's the head of player development. My man, Jimmy's on that squad, and Garius Adams, then his video coordinators and assistants. He's got a pretty strong staff here.
That's what's up.
Mike Woodson's obviously going to be really important to what he does. I think Bobby's going to be really sneaky important to that as well.
Yeah.
But Mike Woodson is a vet.
Yes.
And I think young coaches like DC need a vet.
Speaking of the coaching staffs real quick, when you saying that reminded me of something. I don't know. I guess it was on Twitter. I don't know, but I thought about you because our guy, Albie Akani, had like a tweet or I can't remember if it was a tweet or Instagram. And it was just something like, hey, out here getting to work. And it was him with his hands on his hips and he looking down and these kids are just, they're going through these young men. They just going through some workout. And I'm like, oh, man.
And I guarantee you, Al is just standing there. Come on, you little bitch. Come on, man. What are you doing?
Man, I wish I could. I can't remember. I feel like, does he have an Instagram?
Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he's super active on it, though. He used to be.
Because I feel like that's where I saw it, but.
Al.
Yeah. That's...
I know he on here somewhere. Where you at, Al? There he is.
I saw that.
He's out there. He hasn't posted for a while, but he's out there.
That's crazy. I don't know where I saw that, though. But either way, yeah, They getting it in. And look, this is just the
good luck to them young brothers out there.
This is just the Kenny Caraway thing. Like I said, trying to speak into existence. All of these photos on Sac State's Instagram,
mm-hmm.
they're working out, they're grinding or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Mike Bibby,
mm-hmm.
he's still not wearing the three stripes.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Bibby said, I ain't doing it.
Is there stuff to talk about with Sac State?
We should have something to talk about today.
All right.
I don't think what you saw yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's fake hustle?
I think so. Okay. What Jesse's referring to is somebody. It's not like a no-name, but it's also not like a big-time reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Reported that the Pac-12 may have interest in Sac State. And I'm calling cap right now, as of right now.
Mm.
Calling cap. I don't think that's actually what's going on. They're supposed to be meeting with the D1 committee is meeting today to decide whether or not they're going to grant the waiver or not. I thought the point that AD Mark Orr made mm-hmm. on our show and Dr. Wood, he had a letterhead breaking it down. I thought that was an excellent point. It's like basically we're asking for this waiver because we've talked to conferences that want to bring us in, but they're saying like we just can't do it because of travel costs. And if you look at where we're at, we're on the West Coast. There's only two conferences. We have been accepted, you know, in talks by other conferences and schools and stuff like that. They just can't do it because of travel. We shouldn't be penalized because of where we're at in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Or excuse me, in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be. It's not our fault. We've done everything we're supposed to do. It's not our fault. There's only two. There's not as many colleges just in general on the West Coast. And that we don't have a conference that there's only two conferences to pick from. I thought that was an excellent point. I thought that was a great point.
Ciphering through all of this conference realignment, conference movement, applying for this, applying for that, it can be exhausting because it's difficult to figure out like what exactly is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Big West is the one that we talked to AD Mark Orr about last week, and yep. then the Pac-12 stuff pops up, and then you got this NCAA meeting, and it's like, all right, man.
Right.
All right.
There's so much going on.
But it's for the kids, though. It's for the student athletes.
For the kids.
What about finals, guys? What about finals? Shout out to Michael, who heard our plea for money. We're like now a telethon. He just bought a D'Lo and Casey shirt over at DLoandCasey.com.
Donate $200 and you can have lunch with Kenny.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, donate $1,000. You can
go to Morton's.
Donate $1,000. You get to live in D'Lo's resort for a week.
Well, you can go get a...
That's got to be $1,500.
Fine, $1,500 to hang out at D'Lo's resort.
Or we just do an auction.
Could do that, bidder. Yeah.
Highest bidder does what?
Stays at your resort.
I don't have a resort.
We'll do,
I would disagree.
Look,
highest bidder with me can cut YouTube videos for the day.
As long as as long as anyone who wants to make that bid understands there's a four-year-old that runs the house, that's fine. Do what you want to. Understand that four-year-old is probably going to scream in the middle of the night and actually be asleep. Just as long as you're good with all that. Hey,
I think we're cooking. You could play, what is it, croquet that James plays in his little backyard? What's it called?
You could do a
bocce?
Lot.
Oh, yeah, you could James play. Yeah, you could auction to play bocce with James Hamm.
Oh, what would it cost to drive one of James's boats?
5K?
5K. That's literally the number I was
and what
on,
would,
5K.
And what would we do with Kyle?
Kyle Madsen. Kyle, what do you
want? Write articles for
Niners Wire? What do you have to bring to the table, Kyle? What are you willing to offer?
Vibes.
Vibes, he
said. That's what I heard, all vibes, right, well,
how much does that go for?
No, look, smoke with Kyle.
Oh, now we up there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, now we had like a G.
Yeah, you could smoke with Kyle and listen to his Songs to Smoke 2 playlist that he got.
We got something here, yeah.
Boy, go. We on to something.
We'll do it ourselves.
We'll sell stories.
Literally what we always do.
You hang out with Charlie, too?
Oh, if you hang... Look, you could bid to hang out with Charlie. He'll tell you about the time he met Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5.
He met Christy Mathewson.
He'll tell you about the day Yolanda Griffith was drafted. He'll tell you about the day Kennedy was shot and he was in elementary school.
Did you know, Charlie?
Maybe he can give us a firsthand account of Juneteenth. The original Juneteenth. He can tell us all about it. That is a high price bid, though, to hang out with Charlie.
Did you know Charlie is a Reds fan?
Yeah, I did know that, actually.
He's a Cincinnati Reds because it was childhood
Charlie
team.
From Ohio?
Yeah.
He's from Ohio. From the Dayton area.
He might have been at the Cavs parade.
The original Cavs parade.
When they got the team.
Charlie might have been there when Jim Brown won the Super Bowl. And that was the last Cleveland title, right? It was the Browns.
NFL title. Ain't no Super Bowl. NFL title. NFL championship.
Oh, man.
The Packers be trying to sneak those in to, like, we're the most winningest friends. Don't nobody care about no NFL championship. Stop. Stop, bro.
The Packers are kind of annoying.
They really are.
Yeah. Think about it.
I bet Charlie's got, like, a cool Andre the Giant story or something.
Not Paul.
He's got a wrestling story.
Andre the Giant?
No, Paul wrestled with Walter Killer Kowalski.
That's what it was.
The guy who trained Triple H. He's big in the... I mean, he was a WWE, WWF, WWF wrestler. But yeah, I think Kowalski trained... I think he trained Hunter and maybe Mankind.
Sorry, Charlie. I thought he was in the kitchen. Yes, I didn't think he was listening. Oh, man. Hey, come on, Charlie. Shout out, Charlie, man.
Charlie's got stories. You got a bit on Charlie. Come on, man. Charlie went and stood at that
Wesley,
window.
Wesley over there like, I'm just going to get back to work.
Wesley's not here for the nonsense.
He's really not. Wesley's like, what did I sign up for? Let me log back into LinkedIn.
Wesley's probably like, damn, like I really work with a bunch of jackasses.
Work with a bunch of children.
Who's Wesley in the office?
Oh.
She got Pam vibes. She got Pam vibes.
No.
Nah, but she's too reserved to be Pam. Mm.
She's not Aaron.
Wesley would be...
Who is someone that's no nonsense in the office? Like Wesley's cool too, but she's just
Phyllis.
Who's the older woman?
Phyllis.
Might be Phyllis. I didn't know. Yeah, that's a perfect couple.
Phyllis will lay down a lot too.
Do we have an Angela here?
Well,
I think Kyle's got one. I think
Angela will probably be.
Yeah, we did,
Kelly.
But...
Yeah.
Wait,
Angela?
Nah.
No. I think Kelly. No, you're right. I think Kelly would be Kelly. Who's Angela?
I don't know.
No, yes, you do. That's why you're laughing. Who is it?
I think. Did we say it was?
Is it Meredith
one time?
No,
is it Meredith. No, Meredith. Meredith is another character. What do you mean?
Is Kelly Meredith?
No, Kelly. I think is Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, oh no, okay. I think Pamela Love is Angela.
No. No.
Wait, who did you say? What did he say?
He said Pamela Love is Angela. No. That does not work at all. That's Alyssa? Embarrassing. Yeah, Alyssa is like Toby.
I don't know who Angela is.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I'm just naming all the women in the office.
We settled on who Meredith is, though, right? Back corner? Not there right now?
Okay, that's who I got mixed up with then. Okay, that's why I didn't say yeah. So, yeah.
Meredith or Angela? Yeah, all yeah, right. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Who's Meredith?
Back corner.
I guess I'll take Ryan, I guess.
Oh.
You're Ryan?
Yes. I mean, I'm the young one.
Who's Ryan?
Oh, Katie is Kelly. That's pretty funny. That could work. Katie is Kelly could absolutely work.
Well, hell, you guys are Jim and Pam now.
Oh. Well,
yeah, we got those roles fixed. Still well. Now.
Who's Gabe?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Who's Gabe?
Are you looking at a cast list? You have no clue who Gabe is.
That's like season 7 or something.
That's terrible.
Wait, who is Gabe?
I don't think we have a Gabe here. Yeah.
Wait, no. Switched offices.
Alt? Yeah. Yeah, that could work. That could work. That could work. All right.
Is Andy Andy?
No, Andy's not Andy. You're so proud of yourself right now. It's funny.
I know all these people. I've seen them all. Except for Creed. I don't know who Creed is.
Oh, man. Eric B. says D'Lo got some Charles Minor in him. He's literally the worst character ever on that show.
Kyle says that Daryl is Abe.
That works.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that checks out. That checks out. Charles Minor's Idris Elba.
Oh. They don't even have his name on here. That's crazy. They got Idris Elba, but they don't have his show name.
He's literally the worst character, I think, in the history of the show.
What season is he?
Six, seven.
Oh, man, he's late in the game.
He's got a little...
Was he already famous?
Wire was done. I don't know that he was a big movie star yet. But The Wire was definitely done.
Wire put him on for the ladies.
Hey, who's Robert California?
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
We had a Robert California, but he is not here anymore. Yeah. Robert California. Yeah, absolutely.
I thought he was...
PDX.
No, I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of who's the guy I always talk about that's Michael Scott's boy?
Packer. Packer.
Bob Packer, what's his name?
Todd Packer. I love that you try, though. I love that you try. Who's D'Angelo? We got to find a D'Angelo Vickers. That's who we really need to find is a D'Angelo
Vickers.
That's
Will Ferrell, isn't it? There we
okay,
go.
You're absolutely.
No, he's not even on here.
Nah, you're looking at. You will find a way to cheat at anything.
Look, Will Ferrell, his name is not even on the. Like, it don't say D'Angelo nothing.
Look. And it's D'Angelo Vickers. Hey, shout out to Leezy. I think this is the first time ever Leezy bought a t-shirt.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, no, he didn't. He bought a mug.
We about to get.
Leezy bought a coffee mug.
All that does is buy us another hour on the show.
Well, we got another hour. Stephen and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino. We'll get back. We'll stop talking about The Office and the interesting place we work at.
Scott Perry would do something. Maybe we'd stop talking.
Well, Scott Perry is essentially Michael Scott in this situation.
J.A. said... Slow down, play.
Yeah, we'll talk about what Jason Anderson tweeted just minutes ago here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. So Jesse said something. Yeah, it's not bad. Like, Jesse said he knows Ken Griffey Jr. as a Red.
But it's like, now he's there.
It was 13 years with Seattle and 9 with Cincinnati.
That's almost half of the career.
That's not a small number.
He barely played with the Reds. Not barely, you know, like 9 seasons, but... Like, he was hurt more than...
Oh, yeah, he was always hurt.
That wasn't the point.
I do remember Ken Griffey Jr. always was hurt as well.
You know, it's...
You remember... Yeah.
Go ahead.
You remember when the Mitchell Report came out?
Yeah.
I thought...
No Red Sox on there, right? Is that the same one?
Yeah, no Red Sox.
Yeah, no Red Sox.
All I know is Ortiz was never suspended, so...
Your boy.
What?
Your boy.
Hey, you know, don't even do that. All he was doing was telling the truth.
He was telling the truth.
He showed the messages.
You know why he wasn't suspended? This is our effing city. They're like, you know what? It's fine.
Was that was before the Mitchell Report?
Yeah, no. This was after the Mitchell Report. This is our effing city was after the Mitchell Report. Gotcha. But the rumblings of him being a part of something, and it was one of those things where like Rey Mysterio's name, like a bunch of wrestlers' name was in it.
See, it was a work.
His name was being like, David Ortiz, like he's been linked to this. And then the Boston bombing happens and he does our effing city. And everyone's like, oh, it's Poppy.
How about
it's okay.
This? We'll let David Ortiz do his thing and we won't act like the greatest player in your team's history wasn't the most roided up guy of all time either.
Well, no.
How about that? We'll just go our separate ways.
But this is what we'll do. We can see Skinny Bonds hitting home runs all through three.
Oh, wow.
Stadium,
yeah. We know Barry Bonds before he had cheeseburgers and steroids. Wow.
David Ortiz will tell you, all I did was change my launch angle, and that's how I started becoming. I was a triple A player, and then I changed my launch angle.
No, that's not true. If you watched the 2004 Netflix documentary, it says that the Twins were dumb and wouldn't play him.
Big Poppy. I like Big Poppy, but yo,
right, you know
chill with Devers, bro. Chill. Left his ass on red. I see why now.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, those Red Sox checks still might be pretty good for Ortiz.
David Ortiz was like, yeah, he disrespected himself because he just wanted to hit. You got to be a true two-way player. Like he was JT Snow at first base. Stop, David Ortiz. Stop. But Jesse brings up, he knows Ken Griffey Jr. as a Red. And I was just having a conversation with Jazz last night because ESPN showed The Last Dance all night. And we were watching some of it. And we watched very little of it because she was like, I don't want to watch this again. Turn this. Why do I have to watch this again?
Is that what was on yesterday?
Yeah. Okay. I think they showed all 10 episodes. But she's like, why do I have to watch this? I'm not you. I don't sit up here and just watch sports that I've already seen before. Turn it to SVU. She's seen those episodes 20 times. I lied. She didn't say turn it to SVU, but that's what we always settle on when we can't agree. But it was the Dream Team episode, and they were 92. They were talking about Tony Kukoc and stuff, and they were talking about Michael in Barcelona. And I brought up Jesse's name, and I don't think we're doing too much when we said it is hard to explain. It is difficult to explain to a Jesse or a Reese how big of a star Michael Jordan was. Because I don't think there's anybody today that's even close to what Michael Jordan was in the early 90s.
I don't, from a sports star perspective, I don't think there's anyone even close.
Mike was almost like a pop star.
Yeah.
He surpassed sports. He was a cultural pop star.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, unless you kind of live through it, it's kind of hard to understand like how big of a star he was.
Yeah. I wonder how different, like, I think one of the most notorious scenes of the Dream Team in 92 were people, other athletes mobbing that team.
Mm.
And Irvin's there, so that's,
mm-hmm.
But I wonder how different it would have been if Mike wasn't.
Mm.
Magic, I think, is... If Michael's above Magic in terms of the pop star level, it's barely.
Mm-hmm.
Magic now Magic's star was a little bit bigger in the 80s, but after 1991, November 1991, I don't think there was a person in the world, if you didn't know who Magic was because of the Los Angeles Lakers, you knew who he was after November 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And so he very much, you know, through the 80s into the 90s, had that pop star thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much those crowds would have been different and the hysteria surrounding the Dream Team would have been different if Michael wasn't a part of it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a scene, and I can't remember what it's from. I don't know if it's from that Dream Team doc that I can't maybe I don't think it's from Airtime, but the one where John Stockton is walking around.
That was the Dream Team doc, I think.
And like no one's bothering him.
Yeah.
And he has a Dream Team shirt on with his picture.
Yeah.
And no one's bothering him.
Yeah.
I wonder how now having been in China and walking around with Sheldon Williams, they didn't know who Sheldon was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certain they didn't know but they knew Sheldon was really tall. He was black. And the Olympics were going on. They thought he would. They knew he was someone.
Yep.
David Robinson couldn't have gone walking around wherever John Stockton was and not right. gotten noticed. Patrick Ewing couldn't have. I don't even think Christian Laettner at what 6'10".
Yeah.
I don't think he could have.
Right.
But Mike was there's a reason the line is, you know, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, like those were three megastars.
Yeah, I to answer your question, no disrespect to
any of these
guys.
I don't even
remember
what my question was.
Well, like the, would it have been different?
Mm-hmm.
It would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, maybe I'm biased. Mike was my favorite, but he was different. And Magic was a megastar.
Yeah.
Magic was a megastar, but Mike was just different. Mike was. Like you say, he transcended sports, you know, his popularity and who he was. He transcended sports. And some people in the chat have said, maybe I'm just wrong on this one, but they said Tiger was close. I don't think so. Tiger was a super, super, super duper star, But I don't think he was close to Michael. I in my lifetime, haven't seen anything like Michael Jordan.
I think Kobe's close.
Kobe is close.
I think Kobe's close, especially when you factor in the overseas stuff like Mike. Tiger, I don't know. Yeah, I just don't really know like what Tiger. I'm not saying I don't know that he had it. I'm saying I don't know what Tiger's impact overseas was. Mm. I'm not versed enough in golf. I was versed in one thing, and it's Tiger on Sundays. Mm-hmm. That was it. Yeah. I'll tap in for that.
Kobe's a good one, though. Kobe was, like you said, especially when you talk about going overseas, going to China, and what they did for Kobe when he was over there. There is a segment of people who think Kobe's the greatest. Like he mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. he is their Jordan. He is their GOAT. And we could, you know, debate about LeBron and all the other stuff. I think LeBron is higher on my list than Kobe, but Kobe, there are people who will fight you, mm-hmm. like physically fight you, if you say anything negative about Kobe Bryant. He had that type of hold on a whole community of sports fans.
I don't know where this conversation was going.
I don't know. Because Jesse had said King Griffin.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, that's how it started.
The conversation I literally had last night about.
No one ever goes, I remember Michael Jordan as the Washington Wizard.
Because it didn't happen.
That's right. His last shot was against Utah, as everyone is well aware. Kyle Mattson.
The Kobe thing is weird for me. You guys are talking about like where he sits in the all-time hierarchy for people. Mm-hmm. I was always one of those nerds that was like, oh, but the efficiency. Mm-hmm. But then you talk to people who played against him or played with him, and you're like, who's the best player you ever played against? Who's the best player of all time? And so many NBA players who played with or against Kobe are like, it's Kobe. Mm-hmm. And that just, all right, they win. They know better than I do.
Well, it's so much of like, he's both praised and criticized. Like he emulated everything Mike did mm-hmm. down to like his work ethic. And that's what Kobe is. I think that's what Kobe's like legacy, like eternal legacy is going to be Mamba mentality. That's going to live forever. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's often used in the right way. I actually think Mamba mentality is a sickness. I do not think it is healthy. That's why, I mean, when you think of it, that's why there's only a handful. Like you think of Mike, you think of Kobe, you know, you to a certain degree, I think you think of LeBron James as well. Like there's a lot of people will use the term Mamba mentality, but it's extremely difficult to execute. And again, right. You talk about the sickness, like being the best basketball player in the world, it just engulfed him that because it did the same thing for Michael Jordan mm-hmm. and so many young fans and hoopers emulate that because he emulated Jordan mm-hmm. and he had I think Kobe had a different level of a cool factor than Jordan did. Because Jordan let us, you know, we'd see the Ferrari, but Jordan was always a grown up. He was always the adult.
Right.
And he was always kind of similar to Tiger. He was really calculated. Mm-hmm. And we only knew a little bit. And so when the gambling stuff and the Atlantic City stuff started happening, it was like, what? It was all so confusing. Kobe was 18. Like, we saw Kobe as a kid. We saw Kobe dress as a kid. We saw Kobe dress like us. We saw that. We watched Kobe grow up with us. Mm-hmm. We hit adulthood when Kobe hit adulthood. That hits different.
Yeah.
That feels different. And I think that's why so many people, you talk about dying on that hill, that's why so many people will die on that hill.
100%.
I don't blame none of them either.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.